Unit 7. Optical Illusions. Dialogue.
I was looking at different websites today, and I found one with interesting optical illusions.
What's an optical illusion?
Optical illusions occur when the information gathered by our eyes is perceived by the brain in a way which is different from reality. Here's an example.
I think I've seen this before. Is it a famous example?
Yes, it is. The lines appear to bend and move, but in fact they are straight and of course they are perfectly still.
This reminds me of another picture I've seen. In that picture, it's unclear if you are looking at a vase or two people staring at each other.
You mean this one?
Wow! Yeah, that one, exactly. Both pictures create an illusion, but the effect is somehow different in this one than the first one you showed me.
There are three main categories of illusions. Of these two, the former is a physiological illusion, while the latter is known as a cognitive illusion.
I see. The fields of research needed to create and study these illusions must be different. It seems that physiological illusions must be more dependent on the brain's past experience of interacting with the world. On the other hand, cognitive illusions must be more dependent on unconscious inferences.
You're absolutely right. There is also another type, the literal optical illusion. This type of illusion is usually created by an artist, and the images often combine different types of common objects to produce something entirely different. For example, an artist created a picture of a woman looking in a mirror, but her head and its reflection can also be perceived as the eyes of a skull.
Oh, I saw a similar picture in which different types of fruit are combined to form a man's face and torso.
That's fascinating. These images truly help us to perceive the world in a new way.